Ultrasound Gel Podcast.
Ultrasound Gel Podcast.
Hello and welcome to Ultrasound Gel Podcast, gathering evidence from the literature. I'm Mike Pratz, and I have with me today Cray Bolger and Jacob Avila. We're going to discuss a paper titled Feasibility and Safety of Substituting Lung Ultrasound for Chest X-ray When Diagnosing Pneumonia in Children, a Randomized Controlled Trial. This was published in Chest recently. Fantastic article. Cray, tell us about it.
So this article was done at Mount Sinai in New York City. It was a randomized control study, as Mike said, which is amazing and research gold as far as we're concerned, especially in the ultrasound community. And it was, a single center study. The inclusion criteria were obviously kids. You had to be a child. You could not be an adult. And you had to have a suspicion for pneumonia and present to a pediatric ED. Exclusion criteria were if they were hemodynamically unstable or if they already had a chest X-ray, whether it be a triage order, primary care doctor, transferring facility, et cetera. And the study had 15 sonographers of varying levels of experience, which is a huge kudos because a lot of these studies are often the most experienced person in the room, which doesn't usually extrapolate out well to the general population. And what they did is they took the kids and divided them into two arms. One was get your lung ultrasound first, and if somebody else wants a chest X-ray later, we'll do that. And then the other group was get your chest X-ray first, and then we'll do an ultrasound after that. And so how they did the ultrasound was they did six views, two mid-clavicular line, anterior and posterior on each side, so four views total there, and two mid-axillary line views down at the lung bases. And what they were looking for was air bronchograms, both dynamic and static, as well as lung consolidation. If they found other findings, such as subpleural consolidations or B-lines, they said, probably not a bacterial pneumonia, more likely viral pneumonia. And so it's really important that they did take into account what else they found.
Okay. Yeah, so that makes sense. So you're saying that with these two study arms that the kids got put into, the first one, the ultrasound arm, everybody got the lung ultrasound as you described. And then if they couldn't get all the images for some reason, or they indeterminate scan, or if somebody like another physician, or even if the parent wanted an X-ray, then they would get the X-ray only in that case. Whereas the other group, everybody got X-rays and everybody got ultrasounds. Is that true?
That's correct. And in fact, only 29 of the 103 in the ultrasound arm ended up getting a follow-up chest X-ray, which is amazing, and I would love to work at their hospital.
Right. That's a little spoiler alert for the results. So what did they end up doing? How many people did they get, and what did they find?
So they enrolled a total of 191 children, and it took them about 7 minutes on average to do this exam. And what they found is that by doing lung ultrasound, there was on average a 38% reduction in the number of chest X-rays performed. And the authors coined this wonderful term, which I am now going to bring into my daily linguistics, is the number needed to scan. So the number needed to scan for this study was 2.5. So for every 2.5 children scanned, one chest X-ray was reduced, which is pretty significant, especially since we don't like glow-in-the-dark babies.
Yeah, this is really great. And another thing that they noted in the introduction is that this is really important because not everybody has access to a chest X-ray. According to the World Health Organization, 75% of the world doesn't have X-ray capabilities. So there's a lot of use for doing a no X-ray approach to these children, even aside from limiting radiation, which is obviously very important to us. Cray, you had mentioned that they noted whether the scanners were experienced or novice. Did that end up mattering?
So it did a little bit, but more in a positive light. The novice scanners actually had a 30% reduction in chest X-ray, whereas the experienced scanners had a 60% reduction in chest X-ray. So very impressive. And by novice, they meant less than 25 scans ever and about an hour-long training course. So very minimal training, very minimal experience, and were still able to adequately accomplish their goal.
Yeah, that is very impressive. Now, there was a number of secondary results, too, that they reported because they looked at things such as are we going to miss any pneumonias? Are we going to give more antibiotics or less antibiotics? And then also, did this change the management? So I think that what they found with regard to those was it looked like no pneumonias were really missed as far as they got with their follow-up, and that was the same in both of those groups. And as far as unscheduled healthcare visits and antibiotic use and even length of stay, there was not any statistically significant difference between the two groups with those things. They did mention that it looked like the ultrasound group had a reduced length of stay of about 27 minutes, but that was not significant in their results. Any other findings that they mentioned, Cray?
Yeah, of note, it only took them about 7 minutes to complete this scan. So I think if you think about how long it takes to get somebody to x-ray, get the read, and then go have that discussion with the family, I think if this were to be adopted to be a more mainstream practice, probably with less discussion on the side, I think that the length of stay could be reduced significantly. In addition, they saw a slight increase in antibiotic use, though not statistically significant with the ultrasound group. However, they speculated, and I kind of agree with their speculations, that this is probably because ultrasound's more sensitive than chest x-ray. So probably picking up pneumonias earlier, and these earlier detected pneumonias aren't necessarily insignificant, as some of these children with these very tiny sub-centimeter consolidations actually ended up needing higher levels of care.
Yeah, that's a really good point, and it's nice that they followed up on those patients to check into that. I was also interested to see that they stratified the patients based on age a little bit too, and patients that were 2 or younger, they had the potential to reduce x-ray 47.9%, so even higher, whereas patients that were greater than 2 years old, the reduction in chest x-ray was about 30.9%. So you can see that in younger patients, there's potential for a higher reduction in the use of chest x-ray. So I think this is an awesome study. Were there any limitations that you can think of, Cray?
I mean, I think the big limitation is that it's single center, but I think it was a very well done study. It's probably not something I'm going to extrapolate out to adults because their pathology is different, their comorbidities are different. But I think for the rare pediatric patient that I see, this is something that I would potentially integrate into my practice. I think that, like I said, the study was well done. I think it proves that, you know, lung ultrasound, while it's a new concept, is not technically challenging based on the success rates of their novice scanners in this study.
Yeah, I agree. You know, the big take home for me is that I would worry with this that you would be missing a pneumonia. I think that's what everyone would be worrying. None were missed in this population, and that's very reassuring. It's hard to say how big of a population you would need in order to really make you feel comfortable with not missing a pneumonia, but I think that this does add a lot of evidence to an approach where you could potentially avoid radiating these children. And now let's hear Jacob's take. Jacob?
This is a great study, and as usual, a great summary. There have been plenty of studies that have been published prior to this that look to evaluate how well ultrasound does in the evaluation of pneumonia. But this is one of the first studies I'm aware of that actually uses ultrasound to decide the clinical course of the patient. This is huge. There was a reduction of chest x-ray by 38.8% with no differences in outcomes. That is a nearly 40% decrease in the amount of chest x-rays performed without any missed pneumonias, mortalities, or their adverse events, or return visits. Now, before we go on celebrating, which I definitely have been doing, there are some subtleties that I think need to be highlighted. One of them you already have mentioned, and that's the fact that there was an even greater reduction in chest x-rays in those patients less than 2 years of age. The younger they are, the more hesitant I am to blast their chest and neck with radiation, and the study shows that you don't necessarily have to do that even if you are concerned about pneumonia on these guys because, well, you have that ultrasound. The second thing I want to mention is that there was a significant difference between a younger sonologist and older sonologist in regards to how well they trusted themselves. In the investigation arm, novices, or those who had performed less than 25 scans, reduced their chest x-ray use by 30%, while experienced ones reduced it by 60.6%. That's a 30.6% increase. This makes sense. If you've done more of these scans, you're going to be more comfortable with what you see. In order to get those greater than 25 scans or that experience you need to trust yourself, you just have to actually scan your patient. Get better at it, do more of them, and you'll see you change your management more. The third and last thing I want to mention is the antibiotic use in the investigation arm compared to the control arm. there was a 10% increase in antibiotic use seen in the ultrasound first arm with no differences in outcomes. Now, what I figured they would see is that with more pneumonias diagnosed, there would be more antibiotic use and that would correlate to healthier patients, but the data doesn't really see that. The groups were exactly the same as far as outcomes. This means that in those 10% of cases, antibiotics, even though the ultrasound saw pneumonia, maybe weren't actually necessary. They do report that that 10% increased use of antibiotic is not statistically significant, but it's not an insignificant trend. Honestly, I don't know what the right answer is here, but I think it's an important facet of this publication.
Thanks, Jacob. As a closing remark, I think that this is an awesome strategy that you can utilize, especially if you don't have chest x-ray and now you know how good it will perform, and that even in large academic children's emergency departments, there's the potential to reduce x-rays by doing an ultrasound first approach for pneumonia. So I think that's it. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you later.
More pressure, more gel, more pressure, more gel, more
ultrasound gel podcast.